Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I'm Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. Today's fun fact of the day has to do with prisoners. Did you know that the longest solitary confinement sentence was 44 years? Solitary confinement is when a prisoner is kept away from people. There is zero interaction with anyone. They're not allowed to go out of the prison cell. Typically, the cell is underground so that there is no natural light. The person does not know if it's day or night. In these kinds of conditions, surviving 44 years is insane. Most prisoners have a mental breakdown and physical breakdown in the first few months of solitary confinement, let alone years of being confined. Solitary confinement is one of the worst ways to punish someone. As a kid, parents might lock us up in the bathroom to punish us, and it hurts. This is because we are social animals. We need social interaction to feel happy and to feel alive. As soon as that is taken away, we are left with our thoughts. Prisoners often look back at solitary confinement and call it the death before death. Right now, the entire world is in some form of confinement. We've lost our ability to be free and move around. More importantly, we've lost the ability to be social, meet people, laugh, share a meal. And these are things we took for granted because it was a way of life. I remember when the social distancing and social isolation started, so many people were upset. They felt that they were trapped. Many people wrote in to me on my Instagram telling me that they have anxiety attacks because of this isolation. At the same time, I have others who wrote in saying that they are loving this time by themselves. They're super happy. See, these are two completely different reactions to the same situation. But in all honesty, my heart goes out to people who stay alone, who live by themselves in this particularly hard time. Being without others is scary. We feel alone, we feel afraid, yet we do not have to live this way. I set it upon myself to make this time of social isolation the most social time of my life. I realized that the only thing missing is the proximity to the person. We could still talk about the same things, we could still laugh and have a fun time together, even if we were 100 kilometers away. And we're all using apps like WhatsApp, Hangout, House Party, Zoom. Technology has actually brought us all together. However, what I'm talking about is different. I want to improve my social skills and social connections during this time of isolation. So I reach out to 5 people every day. People who I do not speak to regularly. People who are friends and we have lost touch. Or people who I would like to be friends with. All those people we met and promised to keep in touch with. This has brought me immense joy. I no longer feel alone. And what's more, is that it has brought the other person immense joy as well. This is because they too are feeling lonely. They too are feeling scared and worried. It is sometimes hard for us to realize that we are all in this same boat together. So your simple habit to make social isolation the most social time of your life is to reach out and talk to 5 people each day. People you've lost touch with. People who you meant to speak to but never did. One simple trick here is to go all the way down to your oldest messages and see who you can connect with from there. You will find half-finished conversations. Complete them and start a new one. Don't worry, it's not weird to get in touch with someone after so long. They will appreciate it. Remember, we're all feeling detached from the world. Let's start connecting again.
So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashton Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com. Or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.